The most wanted cell phone in India these days belongs to someone no one had heard of a week ago, a 21-year-old unemployed youth from central Mumbai. The phone's owner is the main accused in yet another rape case that shook the country last week.
Our top story at this hour, another horrific gang rape, this time in Mumbai, in an incident eerily similar to the December gang rape. A 22-year-old photojournalist was gang raped by five men in Mumbai's Parel area while her male companion was tied up. The girl who worked for a magazine had gone to an abandoned mill for an assignment along with her colleague, and they were returning around 6 p.m. when they were attacked by the men.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. The Indian police, in an unusual burst of speed, nabbed all five men within a couple of days. But now there's a manhunt on for one of their phones, reports NewsX.
The police has intensified the hunt to trace the mobile phone used to shoot pictures of the brutal attack.
The phone might contain not just clips from the latest gang rape, but also pictures of other victims. Apparently, the group would target couples in the deserted mill, assault the women, click photos and threaten to make them public if they went to the police, says a reporter from NewsX.
One of the accused admitted the fact that these people, they have done the gang rape before this as well. He admitted the fact that they have the tendency to record this heinous crime just to intimidate them next time.
The intimidation worked, because until now, no one had lodged a complaint. Certainly not the three rag pickers, who might also have been raped by the same gang. The MMS clip of the sexual act has traditionally been a way to add insult to injury. It was the way the act lived on forever, immortalized in a grainy video, a digital scarlet letter of shame that could be played over and over again in bedrooms and video parlors across the country. The hoodlums apparently showed the latest victim those pictures to drive home the point that they were not making empty threats, says CNN-IBN.
Investigators also say that the brazen manner in which the accused were confident that the victim won't lodge a complaint indicates that they might have committed similar offences in the past.
The stigma of exposure via an MMS mobile clip is real and can be fatal, as happened in the village of Dabra last year, where a lower caste Dalit teenager was raped, as CNN-IBN reports.
Dalit protesters are demanding the arrest of seven upper-class men who allegedly abducted and raped a 16-year-old girl and then circulated an MMS clip of it. The incident had occurred on the 9th of September but came to light 10 days later when the victim broke down and told her parents about the incident. The girl's distraught father committed suicide on Thursday.
But this gutsy young woman was different. She went to the cops and turned her tormentor's threat on its head. Those pictures and that phone, instead of being the rapist's insurance policy, could prove to be a clinching piece of evidence against them. A victim knows that eventually these clips seem to inevitably end up online. Someone cannot resist sharing them somewhere with a wider audience, as if the sexploit is not real until it has had at least a million views. Google AdWords reports that mobile phones were used nearly 4.1 million times a month to search with the keyword rape over 1 year in India. The temptation to brag about rape appears irresistible, except now it might be backfiring. Recently in the village of Betna, 15 youths, one the son of a local politician, raped the daughters of village laborers. 8 days later, the family filed a report with the police because the MMS clip started circulating in the area anyway. They had no honor left to lose. The public's appetite for rape videos could well become the news that ensnares its perpetrators. The smartphone with which a rapist tries to threaten his victim into submissive silence could become the smoking gun that nails him. There is some poetic justice to that. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.